I would now like to turn the mic over to Chloe Zagrodsky from the University of Chicago to present the Joseph Story Award.
Good evening. It's really wonderful to be here with all of you tonight, and it's an honor to present the 2022 Joseph Story Award. The Joseph Story Award is given annually to a young academic who has demonstrated excellence in legal scholarship, a commitment to teaching, a concern for students, and who has made significant public impact in a manner that advances the rule of law in a free society. This year's Story Award recipient, Professor Christopher Walker, has all of these qualities in spades. Professor Walker. Professor Walker's administrative law scholarship has extraordinary depth and breadth. It uses a wide range of methodologies, from empirical studies to doctrinal analysis to interdisciplinary approaches. He writes solo pieces, as well as pieces with an extraordinary range of co-authors. In addition to a forthcoming book on constraining bureaucracy beyond judicial review, to be published by Cambridge University Press, his work has appeared in several journals, including the California Law Review, the Duke Law Journal, the George Mason Law Review, the Journal of Empirical Legal Studies, the Notre Dame Law Review, the Ohio State Law Journal, and the Stanford Law Review, just to name a few. His work also has a broad impact. His article, Legislating in the Shadows, received the 2016 American Association of Law Schools Scholarly Papers Competition Award. For the period of 2016 to 2020, he is tied for the 12th most cited administrative law scholar, and everyone ranked ahead of him is a decade or more older than he. The substance of his work is equally impressive. Professor Walker has conducted a number of empirical studies on the role of agencies in rulemaking and legislating that have reshaped the theoretical and doctrinal debates in the field. His co-authored work on judicial deference doctrines has shed important empirical light on the role of deference doctrines in constraining agencies and judges. His latest work, Charting the New World of Agency Adjudication, has been relied on and cited by the U.S. Supreme Court, lower courts, Congress, and agencies, in addition to legal scholars. A general theme of his research is that the field of administrative law fixates too much on courts. Because the vast majority of regulatory actions never make it to court, he argues the field should pay more attention to the various other actors in the system that can constrain and empower administrative action. Professor Walker's leadership extends outside of his writing. In 2014, he helped the Yale Journal on Regulation launch the Notice and Comment blog, which since its launch has published nearly 3,000 posts, received more than 200,000 unique visitors per year, and has introduced so many new voices and ideas to the field of administrative law and regulatory practice. He also serves as the co-editor of Jotwell's Administrative Law section, which reviews the best scholarship in the field each year. And he helped launch the Administrative Law New Scholarship Roundtable, where emerging scholars can present their research and receive feedback from more senior academics. Last year, he chaired the American Bar Association's Section of Administrative Law and Regulatory Practice, an organization of thousands of administrative law scholars, practitioners, and agency lawyers. Professor Walker also seeks to advance the rule of law and serve the public. In 2017, for instance, he took a leave of absence to work for Senator Orrin Hatch on the Senate Judiciary Committee for now Justice Gorsuch's confirmation hearing. Shortly thereafter, Senator Rob Portman appointed Professor Walker to chair the Ohio Senators' Bipartisan Judiciary Advisory Committee to help fill federal district court vacancies in Ohio. During his service, 10 district court judges were appointed based on the commission's recommendations. Finally, since 2016, Professor Walker has served as one of 40 appointed public members of the Administrative Conference of the United States, a federal agency that conducts research and makes recommendations to improve the federal administrative state. In addition to his scholarly achievements and leadership, Professor Walker is beloved by his students. Since 2013, he has served as the faculty advisor for the Ohio State University's Federalist Society chapter, a vibrant chapter that received the James Madison Chapter Year of the Year Award in 2017. He also directs Ohio State's Washington, D.C. summer program, in which he has placed more than 150 students in internships in D.C. Professor Walker truly cares about student learning in class, and students laud his ability to balance doctrinal learning with Socratic debate. Students describe Professor Walker as spectacular, extremely dedicated, deeply engaging, and the best prepared professor that I have had in my entire academic career. As one of them summed it up, Professor Walker is more than any professor I've ever had, wants his students to succeed. As lawyers, as advocates, as lifelong learners, and most importantly, as people. He devotes the majority of his time to the cause of helping his students in and out of the classroom, from the moment he meets them until long after they graduate. He is a terrific professor and an even better person. I am honored to present the 2022 Joseph Story Award to Professor Christopher Walker.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you, Chloe, for those remarks. And I want to thank my parents that are here. I wouldn't be here without them. I also want to thank Jen and the four kids at home who are probably watching but should be go to bed. And I want to thank my colleagues at The Ohio State University and my colleagues in the field, in particular, my dear colleague Peter Shane, who helped me become the administrative law scholar I am today. And I also want to thank Lee Otis, who got me to become a law professor in the first place, and so many of us in this room that are law professors owe so much to her. And I'm just deeply honored to receive the Joseph Story Award, especially from the Federalist Society, whose mission has played such an important part in my first decade as a law professor. And as Chloe kind of reflected, as a teacher and scholar, my main goal is to help identify, magnify voices and ideas, and such that every idea is heard and examined. And it's been a thrill in the field of administrative law to do this in the last decade, to help new and less heard voices share their perspectives on the national stage, and to provide a bunch of public platforms where we identify and debate ideas other than just the conventional account. And I teach my students that grappling with ideas isn't easy. But as lawyers, it's critical that we grapple with ideas, that we understand ideas. And it's particularly important that we understand ideas that at first blush we don't agree with. And because I have a captive room of the nation's future leaders of the profession, I want to do a little teaching. And I want to say that, unfortunately, when we're learning ideas, our minds don't work perfectly. And I want to talk about one lesson I learned when I was in law school in a negotiations class, and that's about the fundamental attribution error. And to give you a sense of the concept of the fundamental attribution error is that we tend to overemphasize the internal characteristics of an individual, their integrity, their motives, and their aptitude, when trying to understand their behavior. And we tend to underemphasize, if not completely ignore, the external factors that may better explain their behavior. Let me give you like one example that happened recently. We had a level 3 snow emergency in Columbus last month, and my kids and I were outside shoveling the driveway, and we watched as a car came sliding down our hilly road. And my initial reaction was like, wow, how careless and reckless that neighbor is to be driving when it's so dangerous outside. And then I watched her pull into her driveway, and I realized who she was. And I realized that she was coming back from working the graveyard shift as an emergency room doctor at our local hospital. And at that point, I realized that she had made the choice. She knew the storm was coming. And she made the choice to go out in that storm in order to do her job and save lives. In other words, when someone's behavior offends us, our fundamental attribution error is that we are quick to attribute more culpability or incompetence to them. And we are slow to realize there may be external factors at play that may better explain why they're acting the way they are. Now, for those who've taken negotiations, you hopefully know this principle. This processing error leads us to act in ways that frustrate our underlying goal because we make the people the problem instead of trying to understand the underlying problem. Because we have misidentified, or at least under-identified, the causes of that problem, we often fail to understand or see the full range of solutions. In the context of understanding ideas, this processing error leads us to attack the person, or the straw man of the argument. Instead of seeking to understand the best version of the argument being made, it severely limits our ability to objectively examine and explore ideas with which we don't agree, or that we don't fully understand. It inhibits the search for truth and understanding. I have to say, over the last decade as a law professor, I've seen this processing error do serious damage in the classroom, in the legal academy, and of course, in the real world. And although this error may happen even with among our most familiar relationships, probably comes as no surprise that it happens more with people we don't know as well. And it turns out with COVID and social media, there's a lot of people that we interact with every day that we've never met in person, including some people that we only know 280 characters about. Now, fortunately, one of the noblest virtues of the legal profession is that lawyers can develop a unique ability to understand the world and the people in it. After all, we represent people from all walks of life, often during their most difficult times. We are forced to walk in their shoes, to understand their deepest challenges, and to represent their interests. We develop the analytic skills to present any argument in its best light. And this is what it's so wonderful to be a lawyer. I want to pause just real quickly and just note one other lesson we can learn from this that maybe your analytic skills are already identified. And that's when we're making an argument that goes against the grain, we must keep the fundamental attribution error in mind. If we give reasons for others to take offense, they likely won't be able to process our argument. Or as my mom taught me growing up, it is difficult to open the mind when someone's heart is closed. Because lawyers are among the best equipped to combat this fundamental attribution error, let me suggest that we must also help others overcome it, to encourage others to grapple with ideas they don't understand, and to resist the urge to assume the worst in people. This often involves replacing knee-jerk judgments with an open mind. It involves giving others the benefit of the doubt, even when they have greatly offended us. And to me, this is the essence of the Federal Society's mission at its finest. It encourages us to focus on understanding and examining arguments in their best light, even when they're unartfully explained or advanced by someone who offends us. And I hope that as we leave this National Student Symposium tonight, and I'll include on this note, I hope that we'll each commit to model the Federal Society's mission in this event, both in our careers and our personal lives. And so thank you so much for this award.